greater dynamics. See if we can get the articulation of the repeated quavers a bit clearer. Think of it also about the shaping of the lyrical melody and the soft music from our 80s. End of page one. Make the quavers lighter and closer together and put more energy into the crotches. And that ending. The quavers want to be fractionally quick but very light without them holding the music back. Letter B, some good fortepiano work. Aim to make the fortepiano shape the same whatever instrument you play, whatever section you're in. Those solitary forte chords are not really associated with the melodies around them. They should sound unconnected rather than connected to what's happening before. So you play on your part notes beforehand, then suddenly play the forte. There's a different type of sound. Always a bit confusing the counting after letter C. Again, the shaping of dee-da-da-da-dee-da. I probably want to go forward through into the second bar, rather than just hang off the first note and fade out the two bar phrases. Just a fraction late on the two crotchet entries there. Anticipate and catch your colleagues. As often with Mozart, there are some phrases that are made of two halves. After letter G, after then 8, 12. That phrase in the E flat clarinet, first clarinet, it starts too slow. Dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. Next one, da-ba-ba-ba. It's almost like a second half by a different character. Think operatically. Make sure the bass keeps moving. It's just a little behind the quavers. Anticipate again. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. Aim for that downbeat with dynamic rather than length. I think the ending of the last note